Welcome to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. This show is for leaders in the church and their teams. If you're looking for strategies, ideas, and insights on growing a healthier, sustainable church, then you're in the right place. Every Monday, my guests and I discuss topics such as leadership, discipleship, evangelism, church planting, and so much more. The podcast will provide you with practical takeaways you can use for a healthier church. I'm Minister Madge Obaseki, your host. I'm the CEO of Grow the Church Now, a church consultant, advanced trainer and facilitator, and author. I help churches identify retention and growth solutions. I'm also honored to be the host of this podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 55 of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is a continuation of the series on engagement with focus on your staff and volunteers. Last week, I talked about developing relationships with your staff and volunteers. If you've not already listened to that episode, you'll find the link in this week's show notes. As a natural progression to developing relationships, today I'm covering staff and volunteer development, specifically their progression in the role that they're carrying out. As usual, this series is very practical, so I suggest you get a pen and a notepad and take some notes. And also, may I suggest that if you've got people reporting to you, that you share this link to this episode and get them to listen in and take notes too. So, as far as staff and team development goes, you might be familiar with terms such as one-to-one, feedback, evaluation, or performance review. If you're not familiar with those terms, a performance review is where you talk with an individual on a regular basis about their performance, and it's recorded usually on some sort of sheet, or it could be directly on a computer, which has got sections in it that you talk about specific items or subjects. Now, you might ask why I included performance review as part of a staff and volunteer engagement series. Well, staff and volunteer development has always been important, but in these uncertain times, it's even more important to ensure we keep our staff and volunteers engaged and willing to contribute to our overall goals by developing them. A great biblical reference is Ephesians 4:12, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Now, I think that this is a mandate we all have as leaders in our faith. There are so many advantages to providing staff and volunteer development, feedback, and reviews. If a review's done really well, your staff and your volunteers can see how they started and what their progress is within your ministry, church, or business, and what progress they've made over time. An evaluation or performance review provides a roadmap showing what's worked and what improvements might be needed. It's also a great opportunity to honour people's efforts and provide guidance, which can also be a motivating factor. This is especially important where people are volunteering, because as a performance review can act, this is especially important where people are volunteering, and it acts almost like a non-financial motivator. Added value, if you like. Another advantage to carrying out performance review is that you'll find out about people's gifts, their strengths, their weaknesses, and their talents. That's because their gifts and talents, particularly, may differ from the role they are carrying out in their church. You might find out through review that they might be better serving in another department or a role. such as leadership, for instance. An added value for your volunteers is if they work for an employer, the skills they learn in your church and your ministry might be transferable and thus can be added to their resume. So it's a win-win situation for all. Now, in this series, I'm going to outline 6 points to get the best from your staff and volunteer performance review, particularly if you don't already have this system in place. I'll only cover 3 in this particular episode and the other 3 in episode 56. So the 3 points I want to cover this week are the purpose of a review, who's responsible for the review, and who a review is for. So the first is the purpose of the review. The purpose of a review is to find out people's strengths, their weaknesses, what they did well, what didn't go so well, what skills they have, what talents, what gifts they have, and how they can move forward based on your mission, vision, and objectives for your church, your ministry, or even your business. And that's always recorded, usually either on a sheet or it could be on a computer, and each party signs it and has a copy so that they can work on whatever it is that's identified. It's a two-way process, and that means that even though you as a leader might be reviewing your member of staff or a volunteer, they can also get the opportunity to feedback to you too if there are any problems and difficulties in them carrying out their role. So the next point is, who is the review for? Now, the review is for everybody. Whether you're the top leader or you have just started out as an apprentice, the review is for everybody. And I recommend that those reviews are done perhaps every 6 months or so. That will give time for people to adjust, to address any issues that come up. And it's a great time for you to recognize people once they've done something well. And that's just as important as picking up what they might need to improve on. Now, the third point is, who's responsible? So it's the person who manages the staff or volunteer in a team or individually, and they take responsibility for making sure that review takes place. So if you're in charge of a department, you would ensure you program a review on a regular basis. So it's not the overall leader that is in charge of doing reviews. It's the departmental leaders. And if you are the senior leader, then perhaps you have leaders underneath you and you would do their review. And indeed, as a senior leader, you should have somebody who reviews your performance, even if that's outside your church or your organization. So everybody is accountable to somebody else. So that's it for this week in terms of the purpose, who's responsible, and who the performance review is for. But next week, I'm going to cover how often a performance review should take place in a bit more detail, and how to agree what improvements and changes are needed, and how to record what was discussed in that performance review. Now, if you want advice or any guidance on this process of performance review, either for your team or for your volunteers, then get in touch with me at madgeabasaki.com. madgeabasaki.com. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Growth Show. If you found this beneficial, do make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Don't forget, join me and my guests every Monday for another practical episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast.